record keeps on spinning here on KUOW with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman. This month, cities across the United States are doing their very best to woo Boeing. They hope to win a chance to build all or part of the 777X airplane. States like Washington and Missouri are greenlighting major tax incentives. But what does Boeing really want? Well, a new wish list has surfaced. Dominic Gates, Seattle Times aerospace reporter, obtained a copy of Boeing's formal request. It makes for some interesting reading. Hello, Dominic.
Hi, Marcy.
In this, what we call wish list, Boeing sets out three different scenarios that cities can lobby for. Can you describe what those three are?
Well, basically, cities can bid for the whole thing to build both the fuselage, put together the fuselage and the wing of the plane, and then do final assembly and paint and deliver it. And if they win all of that, they need like a 400-acre site and 4.2 million square feet of buildings. But then separately, they can bid to just do the final assembly of the airplane or just do the wing of the airplane. The wing is a composite wing. It'll be in a brand new factory wherever it's built. Advanced manufacturing with a clean room and an autoclave to bake the wing to hardness. So that's separate, and you can either get the wing on its own or wing and final assembly or both together.
Well, Dominic, one of the things that really struck me in the list that you published were the absolute necessities, and you referred to the first one on the top of the list, which was like a 4 million square foot factory. It's not just that you have to provide a site and a facility. Boeing wants even more than that. They want you to pay for it, right?
That's right. At the very end of the RFP, there's a list of desired incentives. And the first three are very short and sweet. Site at no cost or very low cost. Facilities at no cost or significantly reduced cost. Infrastructure improvements provided by the location. And after that, there's some more. You know, they also want assistance in training whoever they hire and provision of training facilities and programs and funds to train workers. And they want taxes significantly reduced. And they want accelerated permitting for site development.
It's quite a hefty list for whoever Santa is going to gift with some jobs. One of the things in the not must-have but in the highly desired list is a seaport that can handle regular and oversized containers. So does that rule anybody out?
No. Well, the surprise is that that's not a must-have feature. They're saying that that's desired but not essential. So that means that places like Salt Lake City, Utah, can have a hope here. And there's some detail in the RFP where they actually have a conceptual drawing of the complex with a taxiway and a runway beside it. And written beside it is LCF capability. LCF stands for large cargo freighter. That's those big, giant, sort of whale-like modified 747s that they use to carry big sections of the 787 around. So it does appear that they are open to the option of, for example, building the wing in Utah and then flying it somewhere else, even though there's no port nearby for transporting that. They maybe think they can do it that way.
I'm talking with Seattle Times aerospace reporter Dominic Gates. Does the list that you published in the Seattle Times rule out any of the would-be Boeing suitors?
No, I don't think it rules anybody out. What has to be seen is who can step up to this guy. I mean, you've got to think that nobody's going to be able to deliver all of this. I mean, many states cannot write a check to Boeing to pay for a new building, and that includes Washington. South Carolina can. California cannot. So who can deliver all this? One important point to remember here is that if they chose Washington, if they chose Everett, they don't need most of that complex. They don't need a final assembly building. They don't need a paint shop. They don't need a delivery center. It's all there already. The only thing they'd need in Everett is a new building for the wing. And they did propose before the machinist vote, the talk was that it would be a 1.5 million square foot building that's what Washington, that's what Boeing would need in Washington. Everywhere else, they need a lot more.
In this memo that you obtained, were there any kind of timelines for decision making?
Yes, actually. Well, they want to start construction in fall 2014.
Oh, so we're talking a fast-track wish list.
And they want to start building the airplane in 2018.
Well, we'll be watching. You've been doing some amazing reporting on this. Seattle Times aerospace reporter Dominic Gates, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Marcy.
Dominic obtained Boeing's confidential wish list for the 777X production. And as you heard, top of the list, no cost or low cost facility construction. From KUOW, it's The Record.